intentions for 2024. Today being the 10th day of the blessed month of Ramadan, we continue in this series of Ramadan reflections and looking at Imam Ali, peace be upon him, from the Noble Quran. We again turn our focus to the Quran. We want to look at today as chapter number 25, Surah Al-Furqan, verse 74, in which Allah says the following, "And those who say, Our Lord, grant us that our spouses and offspring may be a means of happiness for us, and enable us to lead others in piety, to become a means of the promotion of piety and virtue." Now, this verse of the Quran, and it's very defective translation, I will say, as we begin, it reflects the heartfelt supplication of believers entreating Allah to bless them with righteous spouses and children who can bring them joy and serve as a catalyst for promoting piety and virtue. However, more specifically, this verse resonates deeply with the life and character of a woman whose death anniversary we mark today. Umm al-Mu'mineen Khadija bint Khuwaylid, may God's peace and blessings be upon her, and the illustrious Imam Ali, peace be upon him, whose unwavering commitment to piety and virtue was manifest in his familial relationships and interactions with others. However, today let me focus on the star, the first and most beloved wife of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, none other than Khadija bint Khuwaylid, Umm al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon her. This beloved woman and wife of the Prophet holds a revered place in Islamic history, particularly in our tradition as followers of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, where she is celebrated as an exemplary figure of faith, resilience, and devotion. Her life exemplifies the highest virtues of Islam and serves as a profound source of inspiration for believers. Umm al-Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, was born into the prominent tribe of Banu Hashim in Mecca. She was known for her wisdom, her piety, and her character, even before the dawn of Islam, and she was known for her exceptional wealth. However, it's her unwavering support for Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, during the early days of Islam that truly define her legacy today. Now keep in mind that she married the beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, well before the beginning of his mission. So she had no ulterior motives in marrying the Prophet. After all, he was an orphan, had very little to show for wealth or status in Mecca. And so for a woman of her social stature and economic power to see what she saw in him, which made her want to spend her life with him, is unlike any other marriage. As the first person to embrace Islam from the women folk, Khadija alayhi salam demonstrated unparalleled courage and faith in the face of opposition and persecution that she faced. Umm al-Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, her significance transcends her role as the Prophet's wife and extends to her spiritual station and contributions to the early Muslim community. After all, she played a pivotal role in the propagation of Islam, offering her resources and influence to support the Prophet's mission. Her unwavering commitment to the message of monotheism and justice earned her the title Umm al-Mu'mineen amongst the Muslims, signifying her esteemed position as our spiritual mother. And what a beautiful title Allah gave her. Now, one of the most cherished aspects of Umm al-Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, character, is her profound love and devotion to her beloved husband and the Prophet of Allah, the final Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. She stood by him through every trial and tribulation, offering unwavering support and encouragement. It was, after all, Khadija, peace be upon her. She stood beside the Prophet as he delivered the revelation to the polytheists of Mecca, assuring him of her unwavering support. Her steadfastness and loyalty serve as a timeless example of spousal devotion and support in the path of righteousness. Umm al-Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, was also renowned for her acts of charity and compassion towards the less fortunate. Embodying the principles of social justice and equality espoused by Islam many years later, her selflessness and concern for the welfare of others reflect the highest ideals of Islamic ethics and serve as a guiding light for believers striving to emulate her noble qualities. You know, even before the dawn of Islam, she was known as Malikatul Arab, the Queen of the Arabs, And the widows and orphans of Mecca that came to her house seeking support never left empty-handed. She was continuous in her care and concern for the less fortunate, especially the women and children of Mecca. Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, her legacy endures as a symbol of faith, resilience and devotion. Her exemplary life serves as a beacon of inspiration for believers, reminding them of the transformative power of faith and the enduring impact of steadfastness in the face of adversity. Something she would teach her own daughter, Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her, and that Fatima would carry to her own daughter, Lady Zainab, peace be upon all of these great women. Through her unwavering commitment to Islam and her selfless dedication to the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, Khadija bint Khuwaylid alayhi salam remains a cherished figure whose memory continues to inspire generations of Muslims around the world. Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, the revered wife of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, she faced numerous challenges and trials during those last years of her life, embodying her profound resilience and unwavering faith. Her struggles serve as a testament to her strength of character and her unwavering commitment to Islam. Whereas later on in his life, other wives of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him, his family, would cast a level of doubt in his status as the final prophet and insult him and make fun of him and mock him and deride him. Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija alayhi salam was never like that. In those final years of her life, Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, she endured immense hardship, as I said, both personally and within the context, the broader context of the Muslim community of Mecca. Economic difficulties beset her family as they faced boycotts and ostracism from the Quraysh and the people of Mecca in general due to their adherence to Islam. The political, social, economic embargo imposed upon the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and his followers that ended up being moved to the valley of Abu Talib, peace be upon him, it subjected Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, and her family to extreme deprivation and hardship. Yet despite these challenges, Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, she remained steadfast in her faith and continued to support the Prophet and the Muslim community with unwavering resolve. As Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija's health began to decline, peace be upon her, she suffered from illness and frailty, further exacerbating the burdens she bore. Her physical condition deteriorated, yet her spiritual strength remained unshaken. Throughout her illness, Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, maintained her unwavering trust in Allah and in her husband, the Messenger, and continued to draw solace from her deep connection to Islam. Those final moments of life of Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, brothers and sisters, were marked by profound grief and sorrow of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. As her condition worsened, the Prophet tenderly cared for her, offering her comfort and solace in her time of need, just as she was there for him in his times of need. Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, is passing eventually in this month of Ramadan. It deeply affected the Prophet, may Allah bless him and his family, as she had been his steadfast companion and source of support for over two decades. Her death left a void in his heart that could never be filled, and he mourned her loss deeply and profoundly, even years later in Medina. Following her passing, the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, lovingly prepared Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, alayhi salam, her body for burial, honoring her with the utmost respect and dignity. He personally attended to her funeral rites, leading the funeral prayer, participating in the burial process, shrouding her in his personal clothing. And Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, was laid to rest in Jannatul Mu'alla, the cemetery that is currently in the city of Mecca. The grief that engulfed our beloved Prophet Muhammad in this month of Ramadan, may Allah bless him and his family, upon losing Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, it was deeply felt, because it was that same year that the staunch believer Abu Talib ibn Abdul Muttalib also passed away. The uncle of the Prophet, may Allah bless him, also left this world in the month of Ramadan. And due to the extreme sorrow of that year, the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, named that year Amul Huzn, the year of grief and sorrow. The Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, mourned the loss of Khadija alayhi salam profoundly, cherishing her memory and the enduring impact of her unwavering support and love. Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, death marked the end of an era and left an indelible mark on the heart of our beloved messenger, reminding the believers of the profound bond that they shared and the depth of their companionship. In conclusion, my brothers and sisters, Khadija bint Khuwaylid, peace be upon her, her struggles in the final years of her life, her dignified passing, and the profound grief experienced by the Prophet of Allah, may Allah bless him and his family, serve as a poignant reminder of the trials and tribulations faced by the early Muslim community of Mecca. Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, her enduring legacy as a devoted wife, a steadfast believer, an esteemed member of the Ummah, the mother of Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her, the grandmother of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, peace be upon all of them, continues to inspire believers to persevere in the face of adversity and to embody the highest ideals of faith, resilience, and compassion. Now, coming back to the verse under review and its relationship to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, we are reminded that he is a man renowned for his piety and devotion to Allah, and so exemplify the essence of this verse through his profound reverence for his family life, as his role as a husband and a father. His cherished relationship with his wife, Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her, and their four children, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein, Zainab and Kulthum, peace be upon all of them, it embodies the ideals of love, compassion, and mutual respect within the family unit, and him being the imam of the family as well. Imam Ali's dedication to fostering a virtuous household and nurturing his children in the path of excellence serves as a timeless example for believers seeking guidance in their familial responsibilities. This verse under review encapsulates the profound aspiration of all believers to cultivate virtuous families and contribute to the promotion of piety and goodness in society, echoing the noble ideals upheld by Imam Ali, peace be upon him, throughout his life. By seeking Allah's blessings for righteous spouses and offspring, we the believers aspire to emulate the exemplary character and conduct of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, thereby fulfilling our sacred duty to lead others in piety and virtue. Now, although the name of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is not directly mentioned in the Quran, nor in the verse that we are reviewing today from chapter 25, Surah Al-Furqan, that's where the hadith come into play. Given that the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, are the rightful interpreters of the Quran, we must go to their door of guidance to see how they explain the verses of the Quran. And in looking at the verse under review for today, we come across the following narration, which adds clarity to the verse. And the hadith says the following, narrated, or it has been reported to have been narrated from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri regarding this verse where Allah says, O our Lord, grant us from among our wives and our offspring the comfort to our eyes and make us a leader or an imam for the righteous. That the Messenger of Allah said to the angel Jibra'il, what does it mean from our wives? The angel Jibra'il said, Khadija. Then the Prophet asked, and what do you mean from among our offspring? And Jibra'il said, this means Fatima. Then the Prophet said, what about the comfort to our eyes? And Jibra'il said, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. And then the Prophet said, and what do you mean? Make us a leader, an imam for the righteous. And he said, Ali ibn Abi Talib. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of these individuals. Let me now come to some practical tips for the topic of today and round off this discussion and complete an already very lengthy day for today, for this day of the month of Ramadan, and end with a closing reflection and a final thought. Point number one is commitment to the family. Imam Ali, peace be upon him's life, exemplifies profound commitment to family, notably to his spouse Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her, and his four children, Al-Hassan, Al-Hussein, Zainab and Kulthum, peace be upon all of them, and others that came later on. His love, devotion, and attention to his family members serve as a testament to the Quranic principle of safeguarding one's family. Point number two is seeking divine help and upbringing. Besides knowledge and effort, we must seek help from Allah. It's essential in upbringing our family. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, serves as the epitome of an ideal father and husband, providing guidance not only through his words, but also through his deeds in caring for his children and his wife and fulfilling his role as a husband. Point number three, as our last point for today, is aspiring in prayer. Prayer must transcend mere routine and we must reach for excellence. In this verse, we pray to be leaders, guiding ourselves and others to perfection, aspiring to be among the best of the righteous. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the epitome of leadership, serves as an exemplary role model guiding humanity towards moral, and spiritual excellence. As a closing reflection, brothers and sisters, let me end with this point. These teachings underscore the significance of family, divine guidance, and aspiration in our lives. Through the example of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, we learn the importance of nurturing familial bonds, seeking divine assistance in our endeavors, and aspiring for greatness in our prayers and our actions. As a final thought, and I leave you with this, as we reflect on the teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, let us strive to emulate his unwavering commitment to family, his reliance on divine assistance, and his aspiration for moral and spiritual excellence in our own lives. May we cherish our loved ones, seek guidance from the divine, and aim high in our pursuit of righteousness and leadership, following in the footsteps of the revered commander of the faithful. Until tomorrow and another day of Ramadan and our Ramadan reflections, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.